BBC Radio Guernsey at 7:07, and our look into under-the-radar business in the bailiwick continues today. Yesterday, we were at Cornet Street, the base for a global energy company. Today, we hear how Guernsey butter is making its way onto dinner plates in the Netherlands.
Industries under the radar, world leaders in their fields, and booming businesses. We find out about the bailiwick's
undercover economy.
Travel around the world, and Guernsey is generally famous for two things: its finance industry and its breed of cows. And in the Netherlands, it's Guernsey's butter that's getting people talking, thanks to an entrepreneur with links to the island. Meet Peter Kliver.
15 years ago, I met an ice cream maker on the train to Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. He said to me that he was trying to get clotted cream from Devonshire as a basic ingredient for his ice cream, but he didn't manage to do so because of logistics was very difficult and the price was much too high. And then I said, well, I happen to supervise my students on the Channel Islands in the hospitality trade, and whenever I'm on Guernsey, I enjoy eating the Guernsey butter. It might be suitable for your ice cream. And what I did was bring some Guernsey butter to him, and he was very lyrical about the quality. And then it all started, you know, it all started with ice cream makers.
So it all started with one chef's particular love of Guernsey butter, but it would eventually develop into a fully-fledged business.
He wanted to have this butter every week, which was really a nightmare for me because I didn't know how to handle this. So thanks to some good friends and colleagues, they showed me the way how to do this, where to order the wrappings, where to order the butter papers, and where they can rework the butter from bulk into rolls and so on and so on. So and now we are 8 years later, and I think it's a tremendous success because now the butter goes to more than 100 premium restaurants in Holland, including many Michelin star awarded restaurants, some 15 ice cream makers, and 10 delicatessen shops in Holland.
Peter is exporting up to 24 tons of the golden stuff from Guernsey a year. That's the equivalent of around 96,000 packets, and here's why.
First of all, the creamy taste. It is much creamier than other butters. It's the golden yellow color, which is a result of the beta carotene, which is in the butter. It is a lack of, a thin coating. Normally, the butters have a thin coating, a thin layer around it, which results in a kind of sticky aftertaste. That does not happen with the Guernsey butter. Another thing is that the moisture is very well integrated into the butter. It doesn't float around, and I think it's thanks to a new machine they have in the Guernsey dairy now. And all this together makes it a very premium product.
And the butter has quite a journey from our shores, going by boat to the south coast of England, and then on to Rotterdam before it makes its way to Peter. And it seems journeys the other way might be happening as a result of this butter business, as Peter explains.
There are people in Holland who have never heard of Guernsey, and the first contact with Guernsey is via a butter paper lying on top of the Guernsey butter on the table in a restaurant. And there's a link with my website, and they bring the butter paper home. They sit at a computer and see the name of Guernsey for the first time in their lives. And on the basis of that, I know that some of them book a holiday to Guernsey.
Peter Kliver there, speaking to BBC Radio Guernsey's Rob Byrne on the Guernsey butter going to Holland. Let's bring in Andrew Table, who's from Guernsey Dairy, with us on the show this morning. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So what proportion of Guernsey butter then is actually made to be exported?
Basically, I mean, the Guernsey Dairy functions as a primary operation to put milk onto people's doorsteps in Guernsey, but obviously, as a part of the skimming process, we actually generate cream from that, and from the cream we turn it into butter. So last year we manufactured about 235 tons of butter, of which 18 tons of that was exported to Peter Kliver in the Netherlands.
And is Holland, the Netherlands, is that the main export market, or does it go elsewhere?
And it also goes into the UK. Primarily our export market is the UK, and about 38% of our butter or total butter sales actually goes into the UK. So there's a more significant market in the UK than what there is in Holland at the present time.
And is it a fairly stable thing? I mean, I know when it comes to milk production, there are some times in the year when we, you know, we have to get our milk from Jersey. But in terms of butter, are you able to sort of forecast what the production is going to be year on year?
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very lucky with regards to raw milk intake, because primarily it is very, very stable. And what that does, it enables us to generate a surplus of cream through the skimming process, and that gives us a stable amount of butter by virtue of that skimming process. So we're looking at really year-on-year sort of thing. There's very little fluctuation in the amount of cream available to turn into butter.
Yeah, Peter was saying that it's sort of the start for people for their journey to Guernsey to come here on holiday, which is obviously good for business and good for the economy. But how big a part of the business is it for Guernsey Dairy?
I mean, total butter sales is about 12% of our annual turnover. So you know, it's not too insignificant. I mean, what people need to bear in mind is obviously we're trying to promote the business, the dairy industry in Guernsey. And also by virtue of that and the export market, we're able to promote the island in general.
Yeah. Really good to talk to you this morning. Thanks very much indeed. Andrew Tabor from Guernsey Dairy there. As part of our Undercover Economy series from Rob Byrne, which continues tomorrow.